Another dose of WikiLeaks and news organizations shine a light on Gitmo's most menacing prisoners. Pentagon not amused.
I run my unit how I run my unit. You want to investigate me, roll the dice and take your chances. I eat breakfast 300 yards from 4,000 Cubans who are trained to kill me, so don't think for one second that you can come down here, flash a badge, and make me nervous.
Hey, the Pentagon doesn't need Jack Nicholson to express its disapproval over the latest classified leaks about Gitmo prisoners. News organizations open the thorny question of who stays and who gets released from the world's legal black hole called Guantanamo. The story of more than a few scary men. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Actually, we've got a story of a tale of two prisons, one in Kandahar and one in Gitmo on this Monday, April 25th. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste is out this week. Prison leaks and prison breaks top the morning's news. Insight into the inner workings of the Guantanamo Bay prison, courtesy of WikiLeaks, as I mentioned. The group's latest release of classified information provide details into the nearly 800 men who have ever done time at Guantanamo Bay and the 172 still locked up there. The documents show about 150 innocent men have been held at Gitmo over the years because of mistaken identity or because they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. And many of the cases against inmates appear to be based on flawed evidence that would never stand up in criminal or even military court. More details in a few minutes from our partner, the New York Times, which has a huge story on all of the 700 documents on the front page this morning. A daring prison break in Afghanistan this morning. The Taliban dug a 1,000-foot-long tunnel underneath the main prison in Kandahar and freed more than 400 prisoners, most of them Taliban fighters. A spokesman for President Karzai tells the BBC the escape is a disaster.
This is a blow. It is something that should not have happened, and we're looking into finding out as to what exactly happened and what's being done to compensate for the disaster.
1,000-foot tunnel under a prison should not have happened. Okay. NATO and Afghan forces have launched a massive manhunt to recapture the prisoners. Syria's leaders have ordered the military to crush an uprising in the city of Daraa. Thousands of troops backed by tanks reportedly swept into the city this morning. Witnesses say they're shooting at unarmed civilians and arresting residents. Witnesses say there were no protests planned today, and the soldiers began firing indiscriminately. There are also reports of soldiers moving in and opening fire on residents in a suburb of Damascus. Syria has sealed its border with Jordan and is preventing people from leaving the country. Communications across to Daraa have been cut. Today's violence comes after hundreds of civilians were killed in crackdowns over the weekend, according to reports. A NATO airstrike this morning destroyed parts of Muammar Gaddafi's residential compound. Gaddafi's whereabouts at the time of the attack are unknown. The strike came after Gaddafi's forces unleashed a barrage of artillery fire on the city of Misrata over the weekend. 32 people killed in that attack. In Yemen, the opposition is divided over President Ali Saleh's offer to step down in 30 days. Opposition leaders generally accept the proposal, but thousands of protesters want Saleh to resign immediately. Japan has launched its largest search for tsunami and earthquake victims. 25,000 Japanese soldiers are now looking for the nearly 12,000 people who remain missing and presumed dead. Here at home, the average price of a gallon of gasoline hit $3.88 nationwide, up 7 cents from 2 weeks ago. Having an impact on the markets, Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 12,505. The S&P opens at 1,337, and the NASDAQ begins trading at 2,820. Coming up this morning, a man worshipped as a god by millions you probably haven't heard of. We're going to talk about the passing of iconic Indian religious leader Sri Satya Sai Baba. Also, we head back to Japan, where the tsunami and earthquake is having an effect on the industrial might of Japan. They're just not talking about it. But first, more details on the Afghan jailbreak that led to almost 500 Taliban militants to escape and WikiLeaks on Gitmo.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.